The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
I still think you guys haven't mastered that sound.
Welcome to 2013 Thor Watch. 2013.
More like 2014.
2013. Oh, get your hammer and start pounding us. We're my brother and me.
Jesus
it's Thor
Christ.
Watch. Thor Watch 2013. I'm Justin Thor McElroy.
I'm Thorvis McElroy.
And I'm just plain old Thor. Guys, there's not a lot of excitement in the air this time around, I feel like, as much as there was the last Thor Watch. So I think that the three of us should just keep it low-key.
Well, Griffin, I don't know what movie theaters you've been sitting in the lobby of, but at my local movie theater, as I sit there and I listen, and people are talking about Thor.
Yeah.
Justin, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. We've had complaints, and we would like it if you would just stop sitting in movie theater lobbies for hours on end.
Just yelling, Thor, anybody? Anybody for Thor? They're like, are you giving out tickets?
I should stop standing by the booth and clucking my tongue disapprovingly every time someone purchases a ticket for Gravity or any other film that isn't Thor, Dark World.
You should also stop breaking into the projection rooms and killing projectionists and replacing all of the movies in the theater with Thor. Thor 2 and Thor Classic.
I just love Thor.
I know, but that's murder is what you're doing. Is what you're doing there. I know it's a lonely life that a projectionist leads and that they, you know, don't have anybody that will miss them.
But that's how you get phantoms.
But that's how you get phantoms of the Thor theater.
This time, Thor is taking on his biggest opponent yet.
Alzheimer's.
And he is teaming back up with Loki, his brother, who's also another handsome god. And the two of them are really going to take him on.
How's Natalie Portman doing, though?
She got really fat. She's incredibly fat. It's the weirdest twist in the movie is that she's really fat.
Actress
Natalie Portman. She's in like a Shallow Hal suit, and I think the message is that she missed Thor so much she et cetera, et cetera.
I don't think that's a good message. I don't think that the message of as soon as her god love left her,
mm-hmm.
she tried to bond it up.
Well, Griffin, this is also the same film that taught our children that hammers are toys. So yeah. I don't know that you should look to it for guidance. This is my brother, and me, as you certainly gathered. It's a Thor Watch 2013 special episode all about Thor, but it's also an advice show. So before we get back to the God of Thunder, let's get right into the advising. Dear brothers, I was just recently accepted into the Pennsylvania bar, which means I'll finally be able to start looking for jobs as an attorney. Man, my morning voice is like really good.
Yeah.
Can we point out that we're recording this at like an ungodly hour? And
you're so welcome, everybody. Because I'm going on vacation, so we got to bang it out early.
Tell everybody what you're doing, fucking nerd alert.
I'm going to London.
Yeah.
You hear that, Doug? I'm coming to London.
and he's gonna fuck you.
I want to fuck you, Doug. No, I'm coming to we're going to go to the new Punch Drunk show. We're going to go to the Doctor Who celebration. But somebody's staying at my house, so don't even try it. Crooks. Something about the bar. There's an issue, however, as I'm a full-blooded Greek man, and I'm slightly overweight. That's the way it's written. There's like four.
Like the Sega theme song?
Slightly overweight. Which means, for me, I wear a beard almost constantly. It is full. It is luxurious, but it is generally kept manageable and not at all frightening or homeless looking. My question is, when I go to fancy lawyer interviews, should I shave the beard and go with my fat baby face? Or should I keep the beard? Is it professional to go to interviews with a beard? Will it make potential employers jealous? I have had wildly differing opinions from actual lawyers. I was wondering if you brothers would be able to light the way to my path to full-time employment and adulthood. Grace and favor of the Lord, Pilferous Pleader in Pittsburgh.
It's not 1952. Like, beards have had a huge resurgence. I don't think they're low class at all.
But among which communities has that resurgence truly found purchase?
Hipsters.
Well, there's that. Lawyers. But there's also, like,
Greek lawyers, slightly overweight Greek lawyers has been a big upturn.
Yeah.
I've been reading the trades.
I feel like when I think about most of my bearded bros, they're party Daves. They're like,
throw this out. Psychiatrists.
I guess. Yeah,
I think you can get into psychiatry with a beard. Mm-hmm. Travis, you have a beard right now, right?
Yes, it's glorious.
It's glorious. It's not as, I mean, it's not its full lushness, but I don't think you let it get there anymore.
Well, I'm going to. I'm going to build, because people don't usually do this, but I'm going to do No Shave November, but I'm going to do Wizard Beard.
If you're going to do No Shave November, you probably should have kicked it into high gear a couple of weeks ago.
Well, I'm actually going to do a Wizard Beard Decade. It's not as fun a portmanteau, but...
What charity are you raising money for in Wizard Beard Decade?
Wizard Beard for Kids.
this is a charitable organization that just really needs to get some beards on some kid faces.
Mm-hmm. Basically, I have to grow my beard out 12 inches, and then they cut it out and they glue it on a kid. Whether he wants it or not.
I saw that Bat Kid thing yesterday, and I think it's so sweet that they did that for that beardless kid. You know, he doesn't have a beard, but he can be Batman.
You just took literally the nicest thing I've ever seen happen in my lifetime, and you twisted it you used it for comedy purposes. Took the efforts of over 10,000 kind-hearted volunteers, and then you took it and you put your butt on it.
Comedy. What is comedy? Lots of people have wondered throughout the ages.
It is apparently tragedy plus 16 hours is what it is.
Plus your butt. Putting your butt on things.
I wanted to point this out to you guys. There is this is going to be a very, very specific, very, very local joke. But if there, you know how there's like a weird recurring billboard in every town? Like, mm-hmm. Why does this person own all the billboards? For Austin, it's this guy named David Comey, the attorney that rocks.
he looks like the dude from Battlefield Earth.
He does look exactly like John Travolta in Battlefield Earth. That's right, Travis. He also kind of looks like Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer. He's got these really, really gross dreadlocks, this, like, the pubiest pube beard I've ever seen in my entire life, and his face is on every billboard. He made some choices. So I think if you can manage your shit, move to Austin, and maybe you can be, you know, David Jomey, the more demure bearded lawyer.
I think as long as you keep it slim and trim, beard-wise, you're absolutely fine.
Yeah, if it looks like a cultivated Zen garden on your face, mm-hmm. then your beard is appropriate for any situation.
Yeah. Also, maybe shave your basketball number into it.
I don't think we should...
your appeal.
Yeah. Are you talking about, like, it would be so rich and full that you could, like, sculpt it like a topiary into a number?
That'd be pretty dope.
Okay. You want a Yahoo?
Please.
This Yahoo was sent in by Julie Kin. Thanks, Julie. It's by Yahoo Answers user Julia Family Account. don't even trip. If you look for Julia's personal account, you're going to find some shit. This is her G-rated stuff she can share with the husband and the kids. Julia Family Account asks, what's a good time to watch Made in Manhattan?
Anytime.
I'm on Jennifer Lopez movie kick, and I can't figure out a good time to watch what some of my friends consider one of the best romance movies of all time. What is the perfect time to watch? Also, where can I rent it? Julia.
Julia.
Julia, that last part.
Sweetheart.
Go take a big drink of water, but keep the water in your mouth, then spin around spitting wildly, and some of your water is going to land on a copy of Made in Manhattan, either on a device that has Netflix on it or just on the DVD, because I'm pretty sure everyone owns that one.
I think actually if you go to Netflix and you search and you type in M-A-I-D space I-N space M-A, it just comes up. No, I'm not going to let you because I care about you.
No. Or it'll come up, actually, Julia Family Account, it's 3 p.m. on a Sunday. This is not the right time to watch Made in Manhattan.
This isn't your moment.
We have locked it. Maybe try again on Saturday, get some of your girls together, maybe get a bottle of Naked, let's get this train rolling.
I think the best time to watch it is when you've recently had some sort of a loss of a family friend, but like a loss of love, you know, when your heart is breaking and you think that there's no goodness left on this earth. That is the moment for Made in Manhattan, or also if you just want to masturbate to Matthew McConaughey. Either one is fine.
Sure. Well, for me, I don't know about you guys, those two events are not mutually exclusive.
That is an excellent point.
Typically, one is... in fact, they're almost always paired, like a Napoleon.
You know, I think the perfect time to watch Made in Manhattan is during a bachelor party. And tell your friends that you got a real hot and sexy movie to watch. Boom. Made in Manhattan.
You think that is what's going to set this party off? You think that's going to set a bachelor party on fire?
Sometimes it can be all about, like, the debauch. You know what I mean? More like debauchler party. But then maybe you just need something to remind you, like, how lucky the groom is to have found love in this crazy mixed up world.
You're saying, Travis, that maybe you just need to cool down.
Yeah.
A bachelor party cool down. It's an effective time to watch Made in Manhattan.
Oh, you should make it like that. The Dickens book from Lost that Desmond didn't want to read until like he knew he was about to die, so he would save it for like the last moment of his life. That's what you should do for Made in Manhattan.
Oh my god!
It should be your death movie. Like the fucking asteroid's coming. It'll be here in 110 minutes. Like perfo. Perfo. This is going to be great. This is the moment I've been waiting for my entire life. And then the tape is jammed.
There would have been time now.
I had all the time in the world to watch Made in Manhattan.
The government has got... The NASA has figured out a way to stop the asteroid, but it involves shooting every copy of Made in Manhattan into the asteroid's heart and blowing it up.
Not my copy.
I'm sorry, the event has failed. Someone has slipped a copy of the backup plan into the missile.
They put it in the Amaray. They put it in the Manhattan Amaray as if we wouldn't notice, but the meteor noticed. The meteor knows.
We're all going to die. Thanks, Julia Family Account.
Hey, brothers. I'm a 20-year-old university student putting myself through school who's not digging it that much, and I just received the news that I'll be receiving $35,000 to $50,000 unexpectedly.
Whoa.
This is a life-changing amount of money for me. Wow.
Yeah.
Unaccustomed to wealth. I haven't told anyone yet. I intend to keep the list short. Is it worth it to seek out advice, or should I just go ham and follow my dreams?
Is this $35,000 coming from a Nigerian prince?
That is a good question. This is important, because you haven't finished school yet, so maybe you haven't picked up the brain skills required to figure out whether you're getting fucked or not. But are you getting fucked?
I mean, I don't want to pry, but Where do you unexpectedly get $35,000 to $50,000?
Doesn't matter. We gotta focus on what to do with it. Here's what you need to make peace with right now in your own heart and mind. This money is transient. You're not going to be able to hold on to this lump
of cash. Oh, fuck that. Fuck that. No way. You go live in the woods. You go pick up a trade skill and live in the woods. You can live off $50,000 for the rest of your life. Get off the grid.
Real talk. No, real talk. Here's what you need to do. You need to take that $35,000 to $50,000. You need to put it in a savings account and then forget about it for like 15 years. And then, boom, one day, oh, shit. We've had, you know, we need a down payment on a house. My car exploded.
I know, Paul. He's not gonna live 15 years. He's gotta make this money.
He's gonna die.
He's gonna die. I didn't want it to be like this, but I had a premonition.
This is how you tell me about Paul.
I cast the bones last night, and I saw in them that Paul is gonna die.
Man, now. I bet.
Oh, Jesus, why?
I bet Paul loaded up this episode and did not know what
Paul
he was
so
in
hypothetically
for.
Young in 15 years.
I just hope he's not one of these guys that stockpiles episodes and watches. I'll get to that one.
No, I've God, listened to Paul, a lot of stuff. If you know Paul, if you know anyone named Paul, just want to burn him a CD.
Reach out.
Burn him a CD with some of your favorite episodes, but especially
maybe
this
Paul,
one.
You should dip into this. Wait, unless this is like The Ring.
Oh,
and
fuck
Paul,
me.
If once Paul listens to this episode, that's when the timer starts on his
death. Oh, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy because you said 15 years. Like 15 years from now, like Paul's just going to start living recklessly.
No. That's what happens. Travis obviously has not seen the movie. I think one Paul listens to the movie, and the only way that they can save themselves is to have another Paul listen to it. Guys, this is not only totally horrifying, this is going to be the greatest like promotional campaign we or any other media thing has ever been associated with.
Oh, shit.
Are you or anyone you know named Paul?
It's limited to just Pauls.
Yeah.
Our Paul growth is going to be...
Libsyn is going to be like your top demographics are New York City, California, and Pauls. Paul's that very, very scared Paul's on a very tight timetable.
I was looking at the bones again, and I misread them. And I think everybody's going to die if they share this episode.
Wait, what's going to happen? Wait,
the bones say especially people named Paul. Because like, we've got to get the groundswell started somewhere, and I think
Paul's going to die super hard.
Paul should feel a sense of immediacy. Yeah. Pauls get 3 days before they die.
But Trevor's, Douglas's, Hank's, Marie's, Susan's.
Yeah.
Alyssa's are actually fine. Alyssa's are okay. When the shit hits the fan, they are going to be the only ones left standing.
Everybody else, you're going to die if you don't share the show with someone. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to find out like this.
Okay, jump back to
what
Paul.
What should do with this money? Paul?
Okay, here's the thing. Imagine the comfort, the brain comfort you could live in knowing that you at all times in your life have like a $50,000 cushion.
That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good point. Yeah.
But you know, it'd be great though. Is if you also bought like 1,000 PlayStation 4s.
Mm-hmm. That would be sweet too.
That would be pretty cool.
And then just kind of handed them out to people like Oprah.
Yeah. Did you say Oprah?
Well, to each his own.
No, it's not. She has a pretty preset way of like doing her name. I don't
think
a little
hope in it.
It's not up to interpretation.
Every Oprah's got a little hope in it.
Seven days. Clock's ticking.
Can you? Should this person drop out of school? It sounds like that they are asking for us to give them permission to drop out of school.
No. What you need to do is have your own local Shark Tank, where you have business owners come over.
But you only give out loans of like $1,500.
Yeah, $1,500 is the max. You play hardball. You listen to their pitch about their, I don't know, whatever, lemonade stand or whatever they want to make. And then you get them in debt to you, like, bad.
Hey, man,
I will invest 1.5% in your company.
Hey, man, I was down to Big Lots yesterday, and they had this Cavaliers windbreaker suit. And I would really like to get my hands on that. It was $35. What do you say, Dave? What do you say, Paul?
Well, listen, I you know, I love the Cavs. I love windsuits. But the valuation is way off on this. It is not, this whole windsuit is not worth $35. What I'm going to give you is $10 for 50%.
I guess I can get the other 25 from, yeah, I guess I can like pave some driveways or something, but
royalty,
I would really like the 35 also. Someone's going to just scoop in and snatch it up. You know what I mean? I can offer you 10% on the windsuit. I can give you like a pant leg.
All right, I think we got a deal.
Mark Cuban comes in, he's like, I'll do it. I'll do it for free. That guy doesn't know fucking anything about business.
Yeah. Paul, get your head in the game.
Get your head in the game.
Your objective with this money is to get as many halves of windbreakers as you can. And I think you can really stretch it if you do it that way.
I would.
Well, don't stretch the windbreaker because it's a very, no, it's very light, fragile fabric.
Very fissile. Very fissile material. I would watch the fuck out of local Shark Tank. I would watch the fuck out of it. It doesn't even have to be Austin. It can be anywhere. I would watch it to death. Just somebody get that together for me.
Thank you.
Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Mm-hmm.
This Yahoo was sent in by Eric.
I do. I shouldn't have spoken for Travis.
Thank you. I will allow it.
This Yahoo was sent in by Eric Bachuber or Bachuber.
Or Bachiball?
Or Bachiball. Thank you, Eric Bachiball. It's by Yahoo Answers user, woof. Gothic skater boy loves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's me.
Is asked by Travis, who asks, Christian dads, would you let me date your daughter? So already, like, not off to a great start.
Yeah. Not super good.
Well, I'm meeting my girlfriend's dad this summer, and I have reason to believe he is very religious, so yeah. Here are some questions he might ask and how I will answer. So everybody put yourself in the shoes of Ted, Christian dad.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Ted Christian dad.
What is your goal in life? Answer. Well, I'm planning to get a band and try to get discovered, mm-hmm. making post-hardcore, and maybe even make my own clothing line. But if that doesn't work, maybe opening my own piercing shop.
You already blew it.
Trying to major in music.
Okay, all those are bad. Go on.
Those are all bad answers. Did you try to find the worst answer you could possibly find?
There wasn't a single good word in there.
The band thing? Really?
They may be, maybe he's a progressive. Ted may be an extremely progressive Christian dad. You don't know, Ted. That's what I'm saying. Keep an open mind. Let it all hang out.
Okay. All right.
Are you a Christian? Answer. I'm not sure about that. I'm only a teenager and still trying to find out who I really am. And I think one can't know whether they're Christian or not until they truly know who they are. Can't argue with that.
I'm sorry, Skater Boy Loves, could you say that one more time? I couldn't hear you over the sound of me puking in my mouth.
Listen, he's trying to figure shit out. Skater Boy Loves, based on his profile picture, I'm guessing 15, 16 years old. Which 15, 16 year olds, don't put pictures of yourself on the internet. You're not ready for that. He's trying to figure some shit out, and there's no shame in that. He's putting himself out there because he's obviously fallen very deeply in love.
Well, then when Ted Christian Dad says, "Hey, are you a Christian?" he should be like, "Nah, pops."
But he doesn't. Done. No, that's what I'm saying. We need to get through this because you guys are making me angry with your prejudgments.
I just want to add to your point, Griffin. 15, 16 year olds. That shouldn't put anything on the internet, not just pictures.
No,
like some internet tough guys will come along and make fun of you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Unless the thing that you're putting on the internet is you like falling off a table or like, I don't know, setting your hair on fire or something.
That's pretty good.
That's good stuff. My personality, check this shit out. Sweet, funny, sensitive. The kind of guy that would put your daughter first and risk my life to keep her safe. What's up now, you fucks? You two fucks, Justin and Travis, specifically you two. Trying to shame this guy, trying to put
salt. Could you read it one more time? Could you read
sweet,
this one more time?
Sweet, funny, sensitive. The kind of guy that would put your daughter first and would risk my life to keep her safe. Huh. Mm-hmm. That's weird. You guys seem a lot more quiet during that answer. Don't seem like you have a lot of...
Oh, sorry. I was distracted. I was watching Made in Manhattan on my computer.
I
I think that that's very sweet, and I think that that's all a father wants to hear, unless...
Mm-hmm. Unless.
Unless he is so deeply into Jesus that you have defined him by how deeply into Jesus he is. It seems to me that that is going to be a real deal breaker for him.
What? I don't understand your point.
If the kid is not into Jesus, he's not going to be down with him. It would be like if my dad was really, really into ICP, and mm-hmm. so much so that if you were,
our dad is definitely people, okay, definitely a say, huge.
So imagine the truth.
Imagine the truth, and this dad is so deeply into ICP that when you talk about other people, like, that is how you identify him. He's an ICP dad. If you come in and you're like, I don't know if I've taken Violet J into my heart yet because I'm still got a lot. He's gonna be like,
sure. You were unaffected at Juggalo Church Camp. You were not moved to come down to the fire and make a dedication.
If you're not down with the clown, then you're not down with Stephanie. Please go.
We're painting Ted with a really negative light, though. I don't think that Ted is the kind of dad that is like this single faceted.
His
name is Ted.
I think Ted. Yep. Ted plays in the band at like a kind of a progressive church.
But he plays a lot of Newsboys covers.
Yeah, a lot of DC talk. Like I think he's kind of hip. Like I think he knows what's up. He was like the first guy listening to Switchfoot. Like I think he knows what's up a little bit. So let's say
he enjoyed Arrested Development. He felt some of the material was a little blue.
It was a little blue, but a lot of it was good natured family fun.
Mm-hmm.
Political views. I don't have any. Gothic skater boy loves. I mean, I guess he's just walking the middle path on everything.
50 to 16, that is the exact right answer. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have any money.
Yeah.
Here's Gothic skater boy loves problem.
What's that?
He's painting too good a picture. You know what I mean? When you say to a dad, I'm sweet, good-natured, kind, I care about your daughter, it's like, listen, you're 16.
Yeah.
What's the shit? What aren't you telling me? I think what he needs...
You're saying every 16-year-old harbors a dark passenger.
I mean, they have something. I'm saying what he needs is something that skews the attention away from the whole I don't know if I'm a Christian thing and take it to, like, a shoplift.
You're telling me that Sweet Funny is going to say the kind of guy that put your daughter first and would be smiling to keep her safe. That doesn't make up for that fact? Also, he's not a Christian. He's saying he doesn't know yet.
No, I'm saying you need to skew away. You need a mistake in the prayer rug, right? Because only God is perfect. So you need some fatal flaw, something that says, like, it's like when you go into a job interview and they always ask, like, what's your biggest weakness? Right?
Type of music I listen to. Well, I listen to stuff like Pierce the Veil, Sleeping with Sirens, Hawthorne Heights, My Chemical Romance, Of Mice and Men, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. For all
those
good. Sleeping,
make up a bunch of bands, Crown and the Empire, then Christian Ted won't know.
A Day to Remember, Bring Me the Horizon, plus I mm-hmm. listen to a lot of brony music.
Oh, there it is. There's the flaw in the prayer rug.
I listen to the Price is Right losing theme song. Exclusively. That's the only song I listen to.
Is brony music is a genre?
I bet it's good.
Is it just songs
get
from
that
the...
out there? I bet it's energetic.
Justin's just trying to get ahead of the fucking like wave of emails that we're gonna get. We gotta take a stand against something sometime, guys. We're walking the middle road just like fucking Gothic Skater Boy loves.
I'm not judging you, bronies. I don't like that there's a specific genre of brony music. I think that is weird. But I love you.
Video game music, the chip tune.
That is but that's an exclusive. First of all, that shit's dope. That's an entire medium, though. I don't think Brony's like kind of a lifestyle, isn't it? Like based on that show.
I think Brony music would be cool to write because if you get into a pinch, first off, there's so many My Little Ponies. Finding a rhyme is always easy.
Yeah.
Secondly, like if you're like, I ate a butter tart, you know uh-huh. that you're just gonna be able to dip into your bag and pick out like Flutter Heart.
Yeah.
Or
are you just
what?
Wait, hold on.
I actually
made that one up. That one came from my own Flutter Heart. Jeez. I made up Flutter Heart, so it may not be real.
Don't make me.
Hey, quick quiz, hotshot. Name three My Little Ponies right now.
this is what I'm saying to you. That's not a good quiz. You're trying to...
No, I started it with quick quiz hot shot, so you're supposed to answer without thinking. Okay. Let's try again. Okay. Quick quiz hot shot. Three My Little Ponies right now.
Long face. Sweet stuff. Kirsten.
I knew you were a brony. Those are the three most popular, least well-known My Little Ponies.
How I dress. Most of the time I wear skinny jeans and band tees with a beanie and Vans. But most other times I might want to go with a different look. So I wear stuff like hipster glasses, fedoras, V-neck, and skinny jeans. Duh, you should have stopped after I don't have political views.
Why did he feel the need to include skinny jeans in both scenarios?
No matter what, he's wearing skinny jeans.
Do you?
But sometimes I don't feel like wearing skinny jeans, so I just wear skinny jeans.
Do you do drugs or drink? Well, no, I don't. I have better things to do than get high or drink. Like, dog, based on your other answers, you wicked don't. Like, so far, it sounds like you super don't.
Yeah.
Why not just answer that question? I would if I had any idea where to get it.
How to get it. That's
I mean, I'm 16, dog.
But I don't know where the window is because I'm 33 and I don't know how to get drugs at all.
I don't either.
Have any.
If you live in Austin, Texas, send me a Facebook message or something.
I don't think anybody in Austin does weed.
Yeah, that's probably true. Interest, music, tattoos, sleep, Facebook, piercings, Vans Warped Tour. Okay, so according to the answers I give, would you let me date your daughter? Justin, final answer?
Kirsten.
Travis?
Yes, I would require her to.
Okay.
I want to make a point about skater, gothic skater boy loves. Is that what it is?
That's right.
I think he is not a person, but I think he is.
Like he's an idea?
No, he's a conceptual demographic created by a marketing department. Griffin, can you tell me about the things he likes again?
Music, tattoos, sleep, Facebook. Piercings, Vans Warped Tour.
So someone turned a Hot Topic store into a sentient human being.
Yeah.
And asked, can I date your daughter? Like, no, you're a brand. You're not even a person. You're
what
a brand.
What do you like? A Super Mario mushroom teas, novelty dice,
Spike
poster where the girl's kind of pouring milk over her boobs.
Things with Sloth from the Goonies on it. Old Nickelodeon television show logos.
Studded leather bracelets.
Can I date your daughter? Here's what I'm into. Black light posters. Things that make fart noises.
Spencer's gifts. Get out of here.
Those little plasma balls.
Yes. Can I date your daughter? Things I'm into. Little glassy unicorns. Tiny pewter figurines. Engraved flasks.
Travis, I love you, but I don't think Excalibur is a chain.
I was actually going for things remembered, but thank you.
Can I date your daughter? Things I'm into. Pretzels, cinnamon pretzels. Pretzels with hot dogs in them. Sweet pretzels, savory pretzels, spicy pretzels.
Well, you can't date my daughter because you're her aunt.
Ooh, that's good.
Does everybody have a store at their mall like Excalibur? Like, is that a thing?
Can you explain what fucking Excalibur? Like, there are four people getting this deep cut.
This is a store that sells. Okay,
I actually think we've talked about it before.
Really?
Probably, but it's been a while.
It's got loads of glass figurines. It's got like
pewter figurines.
A lot of pewter dragons. A lot of that. A lot of glass figurines, a lot of ornaments, and on the back wall is just filled with swords. Like, I don't...
And throwing stars and, katana.
Ninja weaponry. And then in the front, so like decorative tchotchkes. Mm-hmm. A lot of Marilyn Monroe, a lot of James Dean, and then on the back wall, swords. That's Excalibur. Yeah.
Tchotchkes in the front, murder in the back.
I didn't want to tell you guys this, but Excalibur closed. I know. It turned into a yogurt place.
They sell
yogurt up front
swords.
And then just ninja weapons on the back wall.
Yeah. They couldn't get the swords off the wall. Apparently those were for decoration.
Hey, let's go to the money zone.
Let's do it. Griffin, who's our first special?
I don't know.
It's for Sam Ludwig.
Who's it from, Griffin?
Oh God, I don't.
Travis from Will Ludwig.
Stumpers.
Go to the head of the class.
Hey, Sammy. I didn't get you a present you can grab with your hands, so here's one you can hear with your ears. Now hurry up and get a PS4 so we can play some games.
This episode brought to you by PlayStation 4. Crash Bandicoot 5. Grab the wave.
We got another one to Lori Renner from Halstead Hal Larson. Travis, read it.
Lori, happy birthday. If you're in Denver... Wait, hold on. If you're in Denver, I hope this message finds you well, having fun, and getting a badass tattoo. If you're back east with me, then I'll see you shortly. I love you so damn much. I don't think there's anyone else who could have road pizza with me on the way back from West Virginia so we can get our Pokemon in time.
There was a lot of things I really liked in that last sentence. That last sentence was one of the best sentences ever crafted. Congratulations.
Hal and Lori came to my show.
Oh, cool.
Superman. Yeah. It came all the way out there. The good people. And this is a message for Lori. So I hope she really likes it. And I hope she has a great B-day.
Tweet at me if you want to trade or battle.
Please do. Guys, I'm so hungry.
Well, it's like...
So hungry.
It's like 7 in the morning. Go eat breakfast.
I got those mid-afternoon... Munchers.
No, it's not mid-afternoon.
No, you don't have those at all.
I got those right now.
Okay.
I got mid-afternoon munchers, and I don't know what to do.
Are you going to eat, like, some, like, cheesecake or, like, some really fatty cookies? Or blasters?
I went to the cheesecake machine, but it didn't accept my 20s or my Cougarans. So I can't get anything from the cheesecake machine. Even if I did, it would, you know, just make me fat.
Yeah,
let me throw this out, Jace. Nature Box.
Nature Box. Greatness awaits. Griffin, tell me about Nature Box.
Nature Box is a box that has great tasting and healthy snacks in it that you get sent to your door through internet, and then from your door, it all goes in your mouth. And you eat it, and it tastes good.
It's got bags.
It's nature stuff, so it's like rabbit food.
Shut your fucking idiot mouth.
Some alfalfa sprouts.
Now, we're talking French toast granola, salted caramel pretzel pops, dark cacao almonds, and more, all designed to leave you full and healthy. If they can leave me healthy, I will buy their entire stock. Guys, yesterday I had vanilla macaroon granola.
Shit, that sounds good.
That took me to flavor town.
Anyway, go to naturebox.com. You put together your own box using whatever snacks you want. If you use the promo code MYBROTHER, two words, capital M, capital B, MYBROTHER, at naturebox.com, you can get 50% off your first box. You can stop your addiction to vending machines, and you can get a handle on your life at 50% off.
And if you get into any choice snacks, let us know.
Yeah, pass those over to us. So go to naturebox.com. You get great, healthy snacks, 50% off your first order. Go to naturebox.com and use the promo code MYBROTHER.
Normally when I'm eating, I like to stare at a wall in silence and just listen to myself crunch or chew.
Yeah.
But sometimes I like to mix it up with a little bit of television.
Okay. You
know, when I do that.
Okay, thanks.
But
Do you want to read the next ad? Or?
But I have my house lead shielded from TV signals.
Okay.
And I think cable is run by the FBI.
Kind of flavoring this one.
So I can't watch traditional television, but there's a good news because I'm wheezing off my neighbor's Wi-Fi, and I can get into Hulu Plus.
Okay. That was a lot of stuff you just did there.
It streams in HD, even if the Wi-Fi signal is coming through two walls, you can still stream.
One of which is made out of tin foil.
They got everything. Saturday Night Live, Community, Family Guy. Actually, those are the only three shows they have.
That's not true.
I think the service is going to grow from there.
They've got
original series like The Awesomes and Moon Boy starring Chris O'Dowd from Bridesmaids. And also Thor, the Dark World, turn back around.
No, I'm not there yet. Stop. You're the shittiest at this.
I'm just saying Chris O'Dowd is in Thor, the Dark World.
Oh, really?
That's all. So if you catch Chris O'Dowd fever from Thor Watch 2013.
Then get checked.
Get Hulu. For only $7.99 a month, You can stream as many TV shows as you want, but they don't need your money up front because you're a friend of us. You're cool. You're with us. You're going to go to HuluPlus.com/mybrother, and you're going to get, that's all one word together, HuluPlus.com/mybrother, and get 2 free weeks.
Sergio Diaz plays in a band called Os Mutantes. His life was changed the first time he heard Elvis Presley.
The great thing in the world, it is to discover. I mean, there's nothing better.
I'm Jesse Thorne. My show Bullseye is about discovery. We help you find the best music, the best movies, the best books, and we talk to the people who make them. It's Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
Subway hacks.
Throwback to last week on the subject of Subway hacks. Real quick, we'll just knock this out real quick, and we'll move on.
One way you can hack a Subway is when you order a pizza sub, you can get a double cheese for free, because if you look closely at the picture on the menu, there are enough pieces of cheese poking out that the sub is supposed to be made with double cheese. From there, you can argue that it's false advertising if they don't. Also, don't forget, the Subway always has Parmesan cheese under their counter, no matter what they say. It's always there, even if they don't ask you if you want it under the sandwich. That's from DJ in BC, Canada.
Why is everyone trying to fuck everyone else all the time?
Excuse me, Subway man. I know you've got Parmesan cheese down there. My brother and me told me
I
so.
Didn't know that I could make cheese demands, because I've never eaten anything where the cheese looked like it looks like in the pit. It always looks like a fucking, like it's just been broiled by like artisanal French onion soup, and it never, ever, ever actually looks like that. It's never caramelized.
What kind of cheese would you like? Brie, please.
Brie, I know
okay,
you have
we
it.
Have... We have white cheese.
We have white. We have orange, we got yellow. Cheese.
I know you got Brie back there, motherfucker.
Don't even try
trip.
Stingy on the monster.
Do this next one.
I'm a gay guy in my early 20s who occasionally uses Grindr, the gay-focused dating app. Thanks, guy. We are hip to Grindr. All right, to get my bang on and to pass the time on the bus on a board. Question is this, is it appropriate to message a friend you know if you see them on Grindr? Not in an attempt to get it on, just in like a, I see you there, type of way.
Hey.
I have several friends message me like this, and I find it uncomfortable. I'm out and have no shame using Grindr, but it still feels like an invasion of privacy. Should I get over myself, or should I be allowed a semblance of privacy while looking for sex things? That's from Covert in Canada. P.S. I once saw my middle school math teacher on Grindr looking for young, hot power bottoms. I did not say hello.
Then you fucked up. Then you fucked right up.
Hey, Mr. Phillips.
You see you there. Who wouldn't want to just blast Mr. Phillips for the story of it?
Here's the problem, Covert in Canada. No, you don't get any privacy because you're on a website. Like, you're not just, like, minding
listen
your own business.
Listen to fucking Edward Snowden over here.
Yeah,
no,
wow.
I'm just saying, like, it's not a privacy fit. You can't be like, I'm on this thing, putting it out there.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, somebody found
you're
it.
You're saying that Grindr should be like the men's room.
It is. It is a men's room for men.
It's a men's room for men only. No, it should be like the men's room where you know other people in the men's room, but you really should try not to acknowledge that you're both using the bathroom at the same time. Is that what you're saying?
I guess, but how do you say that to your friends who like put you on blast and like, hey, I see you on there. How do you say like, I recognize that, but could you pretend not?
The goofs that everyone does about Grindr, those are on point, right? Like, I don't have this preconceived notion that is wrong about Grindr, about it just being like a fucking free-for-all fuckfest, right? That is what that is its intended purpose, right?
You're saying it's not like a relationship building. That we're not taught. This just site specific. Like if you're on Grindr, you're there to get down, not to start a relationship.
Fucking, yeah,
I don't know. I haven't used it myself. Well, they haven't sponsored us. Once they do,
oh shit,
you know I'm
we will
get
be
on,
all
on there.
Over that. I think it's a little touch and go. I think it's a little touch and go.
No, that's a separate website.
There's no equivalent. There's no metaphor I can use for this because there's no like room. There's no like place that you go to fuck like that you like would see your study buddy in, and then they'd be like, hey, sup, I'm here to fuck too. I see you trying to fuck. Cool, me too. I don't want to fuck you. I just wanted to point out that we're both here to fuck, but not each other.
I mean, there is a metaphor, Griffin. It's like going to any club ever. It's like when people go out to try to meet someone at a bar or anything, it would be like walking up to someone you know and like, hey, you trying to have sex with someone tonight? Me too, what's up? I'm like, hey, that's not cool.
But it's like yes, but like to the 100th degree. It's like, it's a fuck club. It's specifically a fuck club. It's like a...
I'm reading the description, the Learn More section of Grindr, and I have not seen the word relationship pop up once. There is no mention of finding your forever love. Here's literally what it says. 0 feet away, our mission for you. Grindr's different because it's uncomplicated. Wink. And meant to help you meet guys while you're on the go. It's not it's not your average dating site. You know, the ones that make you sit in front of a faraway computer filling out complex, detailed profiles and answering invasive psychological questions.
No, fucking Matthew, Mr. Phillips knows the fucking score. I want to blast a hot young butt. That's, what do you like? What kind of movies do you like? Well, Made in Manhattan. Also, I want to blast a hot young power bottom. And I want to really blast it. If it's one of my students, so be it. So be it.
I don't know.
Come what may. You know? I think it's beautiful.
Me too. I think it's great.
Well, I wouldn't want someone putting me on blast, though.
That's the thing. Well, that's the question. I think it's great if you want to use an app to find people and hook up. It's 2013, man.
Be safe out there.
The
weird thing is, person A that's like messaging person B and like, hey, I saw you on there. We're both doing it. It's like, yeah, you're also putting yourself on blast.
Right.
It's like you're opening your eyes.
I was also just trying to touch and go.
It's like opening your eyes during prayer, basically. If you saw me do it, then you were there too. Grindr, it's like opening your eyes during prayer.
Yeah.
Use the coupon code, my brother.
My brother, get one free blast. Just kidding, they're all free. Have fun. Have a blast from the McElroy brothers on Grindr. If you see us on there, say hey, say sup. We don't have to fuck, but just a little acknowledgement wouldn't hurt.
And don't tell our wives.
Do not tell our wives. Holy shit. Holy moly.
Guys, thank you so much.
Muy importante.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, my brother, me. We hope you've had a lot of fun. Thank you to people sharing the show, like Recovering Cat Ninja, Aaron, Todd, Allison, Eru, Michael, Anino, Zussi 12, I don't know, Crystal Whalen. Steph Terry, Nathan Smith, Julie Van, not Shannon Brown, Brian Durkin, Cuckoo Cachoo.
You're just making shit up now, aren't you?
No, these are all actual real ass people that have been tweeting about the show. So you can
go follow all of them.
Yeah, and don't forget to go check out Nature Box and use the coupon code my brother to get 50% off your first order.
And while you're
Check out Hulu Plus, all the wonderful shows, both original and some of your favorites on there. Promo code my brother, get the first 2 weeks free.
Go watch the ANTM 2.0 finale. Shit goes right off the rails. Shit gets a little tazy. I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Got a lot of tweets this week from people buying that album. That's such a good idea. It's such a great album. So go pick that up. You can find it at any fine music retailer, like cdnow.com. Also, apologies for the short episode. Justin's about to leave town. We're trying to get it in under the wire. The next one's probably going to be a little bit late because you're not getting back until like late next week, right?
If I come back.
If he comes back, okay. If he doesn't hop in the TARDIS and just go and enjoy it.
And Griffin, last question.
One last one. Make it count to keep you safe in Europe. This Yahoo was sent in by Krista Whalen. Thank you, Krista. It's by Yahoo Answers user Love Lazy, who asks, is it possible to make toast in a microwave? Please, I am craving toast, pregnant, and at work.
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy. I'm
Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.
My name is Dave.
My name is Graham. And we're both the host of Stop Podcasting Yourself, which is a podcast from Canada. In fact, we've won the best podcast in Canada 2 years in a row at the Canadian Comedy Awards.
Sounds made up.
It does sound made up. Even as I was saying it, I'm like, did that really happen?
Here's the thing. Stop Podcasting Yourself is a very positive show about two people who hate absolutely everything.
But we love you and you listening through all this promo. Ah, the people have already fast-forwarded through this part of the promo.
Anyway, thanks.
We're Stop Podcasting Yourself, and you can find us at MaximumFun.org.